What's on your mind today, Mark?
I want to talk about ants today.
What kind of ants?
Ants. Well, two different types of ants, but the regular ants I'm going to start with. I've got a lemon tree that I'm trying to protect from ants.
So insects, not like your uncle's wife.
No. Okay. Ants, A-N-T-S. And the reason why I'm trying to protect the tree from them is because the ants actually herd the aphids. Aphids sap the nutrients from the leaves, and so that destroys the tree. But the aphids also produce a sugary secretion called honeydew, and the ants feed off of the honeydew. So what the ants do is they herd the aphids where they want them to go, they feed off of the honeydew, and then they fight off the predators for the aphids, like ladybugs. And so I've been trying to protect my tree from ants. I've been putting in the sticky stuff, but they keep breaking through. They keep finding a way through, and they're resilient. Now, we have ants in our lives too. A-N-T-S, automatic negative thoughts that often break through. They are involuntary. They are most of the time irrational. And many times they're outside of our conscious awareness. So they're things that might pop into a head like, I'm going to mess this up, or everyone's going to judge me, or I'm worthless. And so these are negative self-beliefs. And they come from somewhere in our history. And what the automatic negative thoughts do is they feed off of those negative beliefs, and they keep our negative beliefs hidden, just like the ants feed off of the aphids, and then they fight the predators off. So what do we need to do when we have these automatic negative thoughts? Well, first we need to identify them. So pay attention to your thoughts. So notice when thoughts pop into your mind, especially when you're experiencing a strong emotion. That's usually when they happen. And then I want you to question the validity of that thought, right? Ask yourself, is this thought based on evidence, or is this an assumption, or is it coming from a wounding that I've had? And then we need to challenge these core beliefs and replace them with something else. Now, these core beliefs, they typically come from somewhere in our history. We form them because we've had an experience where our needs didn't get met, and we had to produce some kind of self-protective strategy, or it caused shame in us and anxiety. So some automatic negative thoughts, beliefs that fuel them are things like, I shouldn't feel hurt about this. So a better belief is, my pain is real and I'm allowed to feel it. Or an insecure belief could be, I should be a nice person and not do things that upset others, even if they hurt me. But a more secure belief to replace that would be, I should be a loving person, and love has limits. And one last one is, when others are upset at me, it's my job to fix the problem so they can feel better. But a better belief is, when others are upset, my job is to comfort, and it's their responsibility to manage their emotions and problem solve. And so if we can recognize the thoughts that are popping into our heads and the beliefs that are underneath them, then we can start to change them. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So we have to notice those thoughts and we have to take him captive.
Good words, Chris.
I just believe that in this so much, Mark. I mean, I believe the Mount Everest of relationships is ourselves. And if we pay attention to how, for some of us, negative we treat ourselves and really work hard on identifying those ants, challenging them, and then starting a much better positive relationship to ourselves, everything else in life can change.